So the Torah says that this plague began. And the plague began with the other cities in Eretz Israel. It went very quickly. The angel of death cut a swath, constant flow of blood, the Jews. It reached a total of 70,000 dead. First day. They could see the path the angel of death took. As they could see, well, each Jew fell dead in that order. He had reached the gates of Jerusalem. At that point, King David broke out with a bitter cry. He cried to Hashem and said, "Why should these innocent lambs suffer? It is my fault. I am the one that is guilty. I should be the one to suffer. Why should so many Jews pay with their lives for me?" This was the cry of King David, the tefillah, a life that was filled with so much suffering. Note the life of King David. He was constantly being harassed, pursued by enemies. He never had a moment of respite, a moment of real, true peace, a life of constant bitterness. But yet this life was what made us rich, because due to his trials, due to his sufferings, he composed the Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim is 150 chapters, where he pours out his heart into these words with such deep emotion, such deep kavanah, so much feeling. Anytime a person, any Jew, is ever in any kind of trouble or suffering, he need only take the Sefer Tehillim and read these chapters of Tehillim, and he can find himself, his own experience, in these chapters of Tehillim. Every type of suffering, every type of anguish or agony that a person can experience is found in the words of David HaMelech in Tehillim. Any type of his bitterness that a person needs, he can use a Sefer Tehillim for it. The fact that it's so all-encompassing, that the most important 10 chapters that exist are from the Sefer Tehillim. It encompasses all the 10 types of Megillah. As Rabbi Nadal says, the 10 chapters of Tehillim, the 10 forms of Megillah, which can cure the 10 poisonous arrows that was shot into the princess, or the cause of the gullus of the Shechinah. This is the Sefer that King David composed, Sefer Tehillim. And how did he compose this Sefer Tehillim? Whenever he was in trouble, when he had King Shaul pursuing him, when he had Avshalom seeking his life, when he had the other enemies who were out to kill him, when he had his battles with the Philistines, the rest of the Goyim, he would always turn to Hashem, pour out his heart and tefillah to Hashem, and he composed these words that, together, of course, the Gemara says, with 9 other great tzaddikim. Some of the chapters deal with a couple of the other tzaddikim too. Basically, it is by King David, and this Sefer Tehillim we now have is a chus of Sefer Tehillim, which is the key to tshuva. Interesting to note how close tshuva is related with Tehillim. Today, it shows that the first pasuk in Shemos. Ela Shemes Bnei Yisrael Aboi Mitzrayim Es Yaakov Ish Uveisai Bo. That's the first pasuk. And the Sefer Tevis, the last letters of those words, constitute the two words Tshuva and Tehillim, which show the relation between the two, which also makes up the Bnei Yisrael, the wholesomeness, the purity of the Jews. It depended upon Tshuva through the saying of Tehillim.